The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How you doing?
I'm terrific today, Gil. I'm enjoying the first hints of spring here around Washington, D.C., which is where I live.
And hopefully the spring is going to be a great season, not just for blossoms, but also for buying and selling homes.
Well, you know, conditions are great for it, Gil. There's still low interest rates, there's good inventory, and there's great prices, right? So we hope the conditions are as good for the blossoms this year.
Of course, one important consideration for anybody who wants more space or an updated space is whether to sell and move into a new house or just stay where you are and remodel. It's a big decision. A lot of people head into the spring market are trying to make that decision. How do you decide?
You know, this is a great topic, Gil. And in fact, my husband and I went through this recently, running the numbers and assessing our own, you know, personal temperaments on this move versus remodel question. And for us, we decided that moving is the better option, but that may not be the best choice for everybody. You know, in deciding whether you should move or remodel, you really want to consider five things. So first, there's an advantage to trading up now. I mean, if your house has curb appeal and a good kitchen and you price it right, the offers are going to come. Now, you may not turn a big profit once you sell, but you become a buyer in a great buyer's market. That means you'll find what you're looking for and pay less for it than a few years ago. You want to talk to a realtor to analyze your trade-up options and to help you, you know, really ballpark the price you might get for your home and how much you might need to, you know, to buy your next one.
Right, and you should probably call some lenders right now, see if you're going to qualify for a loan and at what rates. I mean, lending is easing up now, but it's good to know what you can expect from the process before you fall in love with that new place.
Yes, it's a very good idea, especially today, as you say.
Okay, what's the next thing on your list of things to consider in move versus remodel?
Well, number two, you know, consider if your plans for remodeling will make your home better than everyone else's, because that's not really a good thing. If there's any chance that you'll move within the next 10 years, and in this economy, really, you know, who can be sure, you want to keep your improvements in line with those of other houses on your block, or you risk losing the money you invested in those improvements when you sell. No one wants to buy the most expensive home on the block if they can spend the same money and get a similar home for less. I mean, would you pay $200,000 to live on a block where all the other homes are valued at maybe $150,000?
Absolutely not.
Right. And that's how most people would answer, Gil. So at House Logic, we can help you determine what levels of home improvement you want to do to really get maximum value at resale. We have cost and value information for various projects broken down by region of the country. So if you want to remodel a kitchen or bath, create a master suite, or just add a new deck for some extra usable space, just search by those terms at the site for lots of valuable insight.
Yeah, it's good to know because it seems like a lot to manage, all the comparing and contrasting you have to do to really get to this decision.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, as someone who did it recently, there is a lot to think through. I mean, we gathered a lot of information from HouseLogic.com ourselves to help us, and we also used a realtor to help us figure out some things. You can ask a realtor to estimate your home's value and to tell you how it compares with the value of other homes in your immediate neighborhood. And you can ask, you know, what he or she thinks your house will be worth after completing the improvements you're thinking of. They'll have good insight on that. You also might want to hit some open houses in your neighborhood or the surrounding area. Seeing the inside of area homes really can help you plan an appropriate remodel, as well as getting you familiar with what's available in the area should you choose to sell your home and move to a new one. In terms of a remodel, you know, seeing inside somebody else's house can really help you make good choices about finishes, room sizes, how to spend comparatively. You see what's sort of the level in this area. Tells you if your planned remodel amounts to an over-improvement or an under-improvement for the neighborhood. And, you know, seeing inside other people's houses, it's just plain fun, too.
It is, isn't it? In making the decision, though, to improve or move, shouldn't you also consider what you like about the place you currently live in?
Yeah, you absolutely should. And in fact, that's number three on the list. You know, do you want to keep your kids in the same school district, but you can't find or afford a bigger, better house? Do you love the neighbors? Do you really like the amenities your community offers? Do you have an easy commute to work? You know, maybe the answer, if the answer to these questions is yes, maybe the answer is you want to stay put. But, you know, if you've got a really long commute and you've soured on the traffic, if maybe you don't like the crime rate in your neighborhood, maybe it's going up, if you have nosy or noisy neighbors, either one, or, you know, if you're really feeling like, I've got the funds and I just don't want to live through the hassle of a remodel, I want to comfortably trade up, then maybe a move is in order for you.
Okay. What else?
Well, number four, if size of the house is your issue, if you're moving for more space, you might ask yourself, do we have the physical space where we are now to expand our existing home or reconfigure it as we want to? So if, say, you live in a 1,500 square foot ranch on a 3,000 square foot lot, now you might be able to add a second story to turn this into a 3,000 square foot two-story home, but you're certainly not likely to be able to add 1,500 square feet at ground level. So, and if you have a septic tank and well in your home, the location of those will really limit how and where you can add onto your home. And, you know, because if you have to move those things, that will really cost you a bundle. And, you know, while we're talking about this, by the way, bigger isn't always better. Owning a small home means lower property taxes and homeowners insurance and saving on heating and cooling and less maintenance. So check out houselogic.com for information on maximizing space in your small home, whether you're already in one or maybe planning to buy something smaller.
Okay, finally, last thing on the list.
Number five, very simply, you have to ask yourself, can you afford to move? I mean, moving costs can be significant. You need to think about the sales costs for your existing home. You need to think about, you know, shipping and packing up and shipping your things, buying window treatments and maybe even furniture for the new house, costs to fix up your existing home to get it ready to sell, then maybe some costs to fix up the house you're buying into. If it's bigger, you're going to have higher utility costs and insurance cost differences and property tax differences. So you might think all that through.
Yeah, a lot to think about.
Yes, but considering these factors will help you make a smart decision that's right for you. And in either case, whether you decide to remodel or move, you're making changes for the better in your life, and that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And a reminder to everybody at houselogic.com, you've got the tools, and they're there for you for free to be able to map all this out and work out what's the best answer for you. Pamela Gerdes-Kabaty, thank you as always. Great talking to you.
Thank you, Gil.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.